The Ikar Mitzvah of Chanukah is not eating Sufganiyot or Latkes, and not even lighting candles. The Ikar Mitzvah of Chanukah is Halal V'Hodah. And that's what it says in the Nusach of Al-Anisim, V'Hodot Al-Halel. The Rambam, when he writes Dinei Halel, he doesn't write Dinei Halel in Hilchot Tefillah. He doesn't write Dinei Halel in Hilchot Yom Tov. At the very end of Sefer Zmanim, in Hilchot Chanukah, that's where the Rambam puts Hilchot Halel. And he puts that even before he writes about the mitzvah of Ner Chanukah. So let's just talk for a few minutes about Halel and Hodah. We find a fascinating machloket between Chazal on the one hand and the Ibn Ezra on the other hand when it comes to the issue of Malki Tzedek, Melech Shalem. Just as an aside, we find numerous machlokot between Chazal and the Ibn Ezra. Ibn Ezra is not afraid to argue on Chazal in the Inyan of Pshat. Shim Panim La Torah. We've shown him often argued on the view of Chazal and how they farish the Psukim. But here we find that something very unique in the fact that the Ibn Ezra argues on Chazal in an Inyan of Musa, in an Inyan of Deot. Chazal explain concerning Malki Tzedek. Umalki Tzedek Melech Shalem Hotzi Lechem V'Yayin V'Hu Chohein Le'el Elyo. Perk Yudalet Pasuk Yudchet. Chazal say V'Hu Chohein Le'el Elyo, and his children were not Kohanim. Only he was a Kohen. Why? Because he lost the Kahuna. Why did he lose the Kahuna? He made this tragic error, according to Chazal, by giving a bracha to Avraham Avinu, and then only giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being makdim Avraham to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As it says, Vayivarcheu Vayomar, Baruch Avraham Le'el Elyon Konem Shemayim Va'aretz, Uvaruch El Elyon Hashem Yigen Tzarecha Biyadecha. First he blessed Avraham, and then he blessed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was a tragic mistake. How do you do such a thing? How are you makdim, a human, a lowly human being, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Konei Shemayim Va'aretz? Ibn Ezra, not even mentioning the Gemara, but clearly referring to the Gemara, says directly the opposite. He says that that's exactly what Malki Tzedek should have done. He was supposed to be makdim Avraham Avinu before giving a bracha to HaKadosh Baruch. Here it's unbelievable. Chazal say, this is the right thing to do. And Ibn Ezra says, no, in Midot and Musa, this is the right thing to do. It's mamash amazing. Let's try and understand what the machloket is, Mehmet. L'chora, Divrei Chazal are clear, understandable, and that's l'chora what we do. In Al-Anisim, we don't even mention the Gvura of the Makabim in the Milchama. Everything was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Tet Rivam, Dan Tet Inam. The whole Yeshua was done by HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. He changed the whole world. He turned the world upside down. He gave Rabin Biyad Miyatim an unbelievable nes. And we have to be makir, the nes agadol of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and give him hodah on that. If a person forgets Allah Nisim in Birkat HaMazon, he says, Harachman hu yaseh lanu nisim, like he did. In other words, all the nes was done al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do amazing things. He could turn the whole world upside down. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could make a nes and change Sidrei Bereshit. I always like to remember Rav Ganz's story. Rav Ganz was born during the Shoah in Czechoslovakia. And in 1944, he was sitting with his family in hiding in a bunker in Czechoslovakia. And came Leila Seder, and his father was supposed to make a Seder. There was no wine. There was no matzah. Myrrh, they didn't need. They had plenty of that. But there was also no Haggadah. So his father sat down. At least they should say the Haggadah. Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim. He sat down, and he started writing a Haggadah from memory. And Rav Ganz says that his family has that Haggadah. And there's a lot of mistakes in the Haggadah. A lot of things are missing. And it's not mushlam. Rav Ganz says, if somebody would have asked his father, or told his father, do you know that 4 years from now, you and your family will be sitting at a Seder in Medinat Yisrael, not Eretz Yisrael, Medinat Yisrael, you and your whole family together, in the Medinat Yehudim. What do you think his father would have said? He said, you're crazy. Klal Yisrael is about to be annihilated. Who knows if there's going to be any Jews left in 4 years? Surely no chance that there's going to be a Medinat Yisrael. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu can change Sidrei Breshit. He can turn the whole world upside down. And what does man have to do with it? Nothing, l'chora. So therefore, the entire nace should be Nikra al Shmo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the one we have to give Hallel and Hodah to. First HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for sure. What's man? That's the day of Chazal. Chora, clear, understandable. But we also have to understand the Eben Ezra. What does he have to say? Eben Ezra says that for every nace, there's a t'nai. And the t'nai is that you need a kli that can accept the nace. You need a kli kibul. You need people who are willing to work with hitnadvut and mesirut in order to be makabel the nes. In order for the nes to be chal, there's got to be people that will have the mesirut nefesh to take the initiative to get the nes started. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the vehicle for the nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the gas for the nes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything. But someone's got to turn on the ignition. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kivyachol needs man to turn on the ignition in order that the nes should be chal. It's true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the whole nes of the milchama, says Malki Tzedek. But if it wouldn't have been for Avraham Avinu's initiative, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have done that nes of the milchama. In order for the nes to happen, you need people on this world to do an itarut al dilatata. Without that, it doesn't happen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't do a nes without it. You need a nachshon to jump into the sea for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do a kriyat yamsuf. You need makabim to start a milchama in order that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should do a nitzachon of Rabin Biyad Miati. Somebody's got to do it. So says the Eben Ezra. And that was the Svar of Malki Tzedek, and that's what's correct. That's why first, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does the greater part. And the Iker Halal V'Hodah is to him. But as far as being Maktim, says Malki Tzedek, first you have to be Maktim man. And here we have a tremendous lesson that we have to learn. We're asked Ezer from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help us. But we have to start. We have to do it with Mesirut Nefesh. And that goes true for everything that we do. We ask for Ezra, we ask for help, in whether it's in Limud Torah or in Kiyum Mitzvot, or for Yeshua of Klal Yisrael, for the Mitzvah of Yeshua of Eretz Yisrael. We are the ones who have to do the Hitnadvut B'Mesirut. Once heard a tremendous idea that there was a man who looked up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he said, God, I'm asking, we ask so much for you to send the Moshiach, to send someone who can help us, save us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers him. He says, I did. I sent you. Chanukah Sameach.